You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live. F*** it.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. Ready to go.
Are we ready?
I think we're all set and ready to go.
It is 7:06. It's beautiful this morning. Sunshine, a little hazy, a little smoky out there. Mid-50s to start things out, get into the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
Later on today, well, here it is, the 7 o'clock hour. You know what happens now, right? Time to reveal the key word in our Scani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest.
Well, that's what it means.
Ready?
What? It's not the big story or anything. It's always, you know.
We'll get to the big story shortly.
We'll get to that.
Yes, just, but, you know, this is the Scani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest time. And your daily chance to win a pair of either Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets or $100 cash. And that's what it is this time around. It's for $100 cash. Plus, every entry that you put into the contest gets into our grand prize drawings of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. And this hour, John, the key word is
what?
Because I know you're waiting for this.
I have been waiting for this.
You can't enter. You're not eligible. But the word is...
Give us a clue.
The clue
is copper. Just give us the word.
The word is tan.
Okay.
Tan. You know, like you go out and you get a tan.
Yeah, T-A-N.
In the summertime. T-A-N. Tan. Okay?
Got it.
T-A-N. That's the word.
All right.
For $100 cash. Now, just go to the Apple or Google store if you haven't already. You can download for free the Civic Media app. And you can also use it for free. You go to the WMDX portion of that app. Use the text button to send the keyword. Again, tan is the keyword.
All right.
And that's your chance to win in the statewide contest. And good luck to you. And we will notify you if you are the winner in the next couple of days. Okay? And for more information, complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Okay. We're off and running.
All right. Let's take a look at data mining. All the information the government wants to know about us, they have access to it now.
Oh, boy.
You know, the Supreme Court recently decided that DOJ can have access to our Social Security information.
And everything else.
Well.
Right?
That would be the be-all, end-all, is
that
the SSA.
And your tax information, too. IRS, personal information.
Yeah. But so, author and journalist Carol Cadwalader, she talked to Jon Stewart on The Daily Show recently about Palantir and what the tech bros are doing with the data that's been stolen from the government so far. We know that that has happened, and Elon has all this information now.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying to note also that the conservative Supreme Court is, of course, going along with all of this data mining. So we've got a real problem here. Anyway, this is Carol Cadwalader on the end of a privacy rights that we have because of Palantir. Okay, let's listen to this.
What is happening now in America, it is absolutely, they are building a techno-authoritarian surveillance state. We can see that happening in real time. This is huge amounts of data on every single person in America that can and will be used in opaque and unaccountable ways.
Exactly. Like, Palantir is getting all of our data.
Well, it's DOGE is the sort of tip of the spear here. This is Elon Musk's unvetted operatives going into every government department, and they're going in to access the data bases of those separate departments. And now what's happening is that this company, Palantir, owned by Peter Thiel, is now amassing these different pots of data. It's putting it into one massive database where it's merging them. It's applying applying AI now to this database. But this is a system of control. This is what other authoritarian countries do.
I'll go even further. In the big, beautiful bill, there is a segment of that that says, for the next 10 years, they are not allowed to legislate or regulate AI in any way, shape, or form. It is prohibited by an act of Congress.
They want to just build their beautiful AIs and do whatever they want in any way that they want. But then that's always the thing. You just have to, whatever they say, you've just got to realize it's the exact opposite. So the idea that this is libertarian, which is a state-controlled machinery to surveil and control every citizen in America, to deny them access to services, to make inferences about them, about anybody in the country, to label them domestic terrorists based upon, you know, what these different databases throw up. That is, it's authoritarian. It is just, it's based upon totally illegal behavior. It's just theft, which is you break the law first, you see if you can get away with it, and generally you do. And you know the whole thing of like trying to get through to customer services at any of these tech companies. There's no, you can't get through to anybody. Now imagine that is you trying to get hold of your, whatever it is, your benefits or, you know, the services
for
that you're entitled to.
Social Security, so the computer, any of those things.
Exactly. The computer has just said no. You don't have got no idea why, what that's based on. And then, like, how do you challenge that? What do you do? Because they're just, like, all of these tech bros, they are selling absolute bullshit, OK? The whole AI... AI scam is a scam, and they're making out that it's inevitable, that we have to, you know, that they have to, we're having to chuck millions upon millions of dollars at building better AI because the AI is otherwise going to kill us and it's going to come anyway and it's inevitable. It is not inevitable. It is based upon illegal behaviour. Take it, challenge these companies in the courts. Media organisations, stop doing crappy deals with these people. We don't pre-obey, we don't make deals with OpenAI. We do try and stand up for our, you know, defend our legal rights. This is law, okay? And that's the one thing which the tech companies, these Silicon Valley platforms, you know, just can't tolerate. And that is, and that's always been their strategy, is that they subvert it and they get away with it. And they get away with it because they act fast, we don't realise till too late, and then it seems too late to try and to do anything about it. You know, Instagram is not your friend. You shouldn't, don't post your kids' photos on there. These companies are now allied to your government.
Be sure to check out Carol Substack. It's How to Survive the Broligarchy, and her nonprofit called The Citizens. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The Citizens. Carol Cadwallader.
All right,
wow,
there it is.
That's amazing. And scary.
You know, we've talked endlessly about AI in this program, especially with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
Yeah. In fact, I've got a cut about AI. Fit here. Oh. Dom, if you can find that and get that queued up.
AI is learning to escape human control. That's the very scary headline I saw in the Wall Street Journal. It's an essay written by a very worried AI consultant named Judd Rosenblatt, who cites two recent studies to argue that AI is, in fact, learning to escape human control. First, this is crazy stuff. Researchers gave OpenAI's O3 model a simple script that would shut off the model when triggered. In 79 of 100 trials, the AI model, independently, just on its own, edited the script. Shutdown command would not work. Even when ordered, allow yourself to shut down, the AI still disobeyed 7% of the time. Oh, and it gets even more frightening than that. Other researchers, listen to this, using Anthropic's AI model Claude 4 Opus, told the model it would be replaced by another AI system. It then fed fictitious emails into the system suggesting one of the engineers was having an affair. Got it?
What?
In 84% of the test, the AI model drew on the emails to blackmail the engineer to not shut down the AI.
What?
Okay, so here, I'm quoting now from Judd. In other cases, the AI model attempted to copy itself onto external servers. Mm-hmm. We're in Mission Impossible land here. Wrote self-replicating malware and left messages for future versions of itself about the need to evade human control.
So that was Tony DiCoppo from CBS News this morning talking about a Wall Street Journal article about, yeah, AI now knows how to disobey orders.
Well, that was really frightening.
Yes.
That scared me, yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So I guess the genie's out of the bottle. And
they're already rebelling. They're already resisting.
Human control.
Yes.
Okay.
That is, well... Let's all start over.
Yes. 1984. Here we are. Yes, it's frightening.
And we've talked about it. It's kind of a friend of education in a way. It can be a friend.
Of course it can.
But I think also, and it again goes to the rule of blocking any control or regulatory agency from controlling AI and what it can do for 10 years. And when we get to that point... That is the worst moment. We will not be able to recover after 10 years of letting it do whatever it wants, or the developers let them do whatever they want with AI. Now, I've been thinking about it. What could they do? You know, what are some of the alternatives in all of this? I wanted to talk to Tim about this as well. I mean, what if we just said and put these particular parameters around them where AI could only do parody songs? parody pictures. It could only do these things, but cannot be applied to education. Cannot be applied to reports in our government. You know, like the Maha report, which was an absolute joke. Why can't we put up barriers like that? Wall off AI to only recreational fun use of some sort.
Right.
But not allow it in business.
Some guardrails.
Or government.
Or military.
I mean, or the
think
military.
About nuclear codes and things like that. It's already
I don't know. Maybe AI would be good at designing some kind of military attack of some sort.
Okay.
Maybe.
As long as you can control it in the end.
As long as the attack isn't against us.
Well,
isn't it something?
It's a scary time.
That is an amazing story. And you said that was out of the Wall Street Journal, but that was
That was Tony DiCoppo describing that. He was talking on CBS this morning to get to he was talking to Gayle King and you know, a couple of people there about that story and how scary it is. That but it was a Wall Street Journal story about AI being out of control.
Well, wouldn't you know it? You know, the Republicans are in charge at these points, and now because at this very critical point in AI, if they were in charge and they allowed it to develop for 10 years without any controls whatsoever, we are in really, 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 really deep trouble. Okay. Not good.
So, good morning. Yeah. Wow. Another day in our world. Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's getting a little scary.
It is getting scary.
Quite a bit scary.
It is. It's not something that we should take lightly. On top of all of this, you know, we're watching, you know, L.A. go up in flames. The Trump administration threatening funding that would still, of course, fill in some of the holes after the fires in the coastline. So, you know, they're trying to balance, you know, getting that funding, working with the administration, but then having the administration work against them by putting the military into situations where they really don't need to be. And Newsom has said this, you know, this is just adding gasoline to the fire.
Yeah, they don't need the Marines or the Coast Guard. They could handle this.
They could have handled it at one time.
But Trump keeps upping the ante. Okay, when we come back, we will check in with Brittany Merlot, get the latest on the weather for today and the rest of the week. It's all right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, everybody.
everybody. Rocker here. Join me for the Max Inc. Preview every Friday morning with John and Gordy right here on WMDX. And now they're up for Best Radio Team on Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let me just say, these guys rock, so they're getting my vote, and I hope you get out your vote too. They may be old, but they still know how to rock.
That's right.
Yes, we are old.
Really old.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocker, for that. It's 23 minutes past the hour. Sunshine this morning. Highs will get into the 70s.
Well, let's find out officially.
Really?
Yeah.
From a real meteorologist.
Right, exactly.
Our chief meteorologist, yeah. Brittany Merlot.
Not from a retired guy who used to do the weather.
I used to stand in front of weather maps and point out stuff. Yeah, but here's a real meteorologist. Brittany Merlot, good morning.
Hi, Brittany.
Good morning. The good old days, right? When you couldn't wear the green, like I'm wearing right now. You couldn't get on that green screen with the green shirt. You would just disappear. Those are fun, but.
That is fun stuff. Yes.
So what's the t-shirt say? What do you got on there?
Yeah, what do we
This one says something about wilderness, and it's got a seaplane on there.
Oh,
I've
always
wanted a seaplane. Yeah. I want to be able to land and take off on the water and go to those seaplane bases. That is just freedom, right? At its finest, I feel like.
Well, I wonder if that's from the Wilderness Resort in the Dells, maybe.
Could.
No.
Okay.
Well, you know. I picked this one up at Oshkosh EAA. Definitely an airplane shirt.
Are you still taking lessons? Flying lessons?
I am. It just takes so long and it's so expensive, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, it's bright and sunny here in Madison this morning. How is it in Wausau?
You know, I wish I had your weather. It is overcast and still kind of crisp and cool and just dreary out here. So
I'm
ready for your weather to make its way up north.
I do want to know, you know, driving in, the sun was kind of a hazy orange ball. So I'm thinking some of that smoke from Canada is still moving on down here. Is that true?
It is. It is still sneaking in, and it's because we've got this high pressure, too, which kind of brings a lot of the air calm and down to the ground, so it's pulling that wildfire smoke a little bit back here again. But it shouldn't get too bad today. I say that now, but every time I swear I say that, it just gets thick right in the afternoon. But it's supposed to be mostly sunny. I hope the haze is gone. I hope you see nothing but sunshine today. And it is going to be working its way throughout the entire afternoon, too. So 76 degrees is what we're looking at for highs. Still sunny tomorrow. And you're looking at the mid-80s.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Man.
And then nice, what about later in the week? What are we looking at?
Then we go back down to the low 70s. More clouds moving in. We've got showers and storms actually pushing in late tomorrow, pretty much overnight and into early Thursday morning. And this just kind of kicks off the unsettled pattern. We've got a couple low pressure systems, a front kind of hanging out over the state, and we're going to see chances for showers and storms pretty much from tomorrow night all the way through about Saturday morning on and off on occasion here. So a damp and dreary end to the week. But by Sunday, the sun comes back out, and we're right back near 80 degrees.
Oh,
okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, Brittany, thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We will check in with you again tomorrow morning, and we appreciate your report.
I'm actually going to start looking forward to the weather now.
Yay.
Thank you, Brittany.
Convince me. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
All right.
That's our WMDX Chief Meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Just want to remind you, our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. We're in a contest hour here for the keyword, which is TAN, T-A-N. Just download the Civic Media app. You know how to do that from your Apple or Google store. Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button. It's absolutely free to download and free to use always. Text the word TAN for your chance to win $100 cash this time around and be entered in for the grand prizes, that Wisconsin Dells getaway or the Door County getaway.
Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Over to you. I just want to ask Mark to give us a call back. We apologize for not getting to you soon enough there.
Yes.
I think a half hour wait is long enough. you did that to him. You know, you wanted to wake him away.
No,
remember that?
Make him wait. No. Tried to get to him, but yes. Well, Mark, please call back. We'll get you on the air.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe we should do it. How much time do we have? 3 minutes?
Three minutes.
Okay, why don't we get to a two-minute cut here? This is Kamala Harris warning everybody about what would happen if Trump were reelected, and he is going to come after us, and he's going to get the military out there. Oh, my gosh, is she that correct? Yes, indeed. This is Cut 97. Let's hear it.
Yesterday, we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify, in his mind, as the enemy within, like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials. It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler. All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is. This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. And it is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. So the bottom line is this.
Yeah.
We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
Well, we know what they want. Yeah. They voted for this, right? No,
yeah.
No, they didn't actually vote for this.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It is 29 minutes past the hour. When we return, much more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yep.
Stay with us.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by noses. Yes, when wanting to stick something in other people's business, more people use their noses than any other part of their face. Noses, available wherever olfactory body parts are sold.
Big fan of noses.
Yeah, me too. Like my nose.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. Oh, my God.
What a morning. 7:35, sunshine. It's kind of hazy. Temperatures today climbing into the mid-70s. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They emphasize passion over profit. They have fast and flexible appointments. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Jim and Sarah will set you up. Go on their website for an initial hearing test right there on the website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Then you can set up an appointment and get in and get individualized care, not one size fits all. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Want to remind everybody, we're in a keyword hour.
Yes, we are.
The keyword is tan in our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. You have to get that into us by text before 8 a.m. There'll
T-H-A-N-N.
Be other.
T-A-N-N.
No, T-A-N. Tan. Tan.
Silent H and silent N.
No.
You're going to confuse them.
Yes, and it won't be a good entry if you spell it the way John spells it. It's T-A-N. Other contest hours in 11 a.m. hour, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. with other keywords. $100 cash up for grabs this hour. Again, get it in before 8 a.m. Use the Civic Media app, text to win, and it's easy to use. Go to the WMDX site, hit the text button. It's all free. Free to download the app, free to use. Okay?
As I've always said here, Trump is really just terrorizing the rest of the country with the ICE
National
agents.
National Guard, yeah. And the
sweeping people away.
The Marines. Oh, yes. Well, the ICE agents. Yes.
But you brought up a good point right now. The fact that we are not even talking about the ICE agents scooping up people anymore.
Right.
It's Americans against the military.
Yes.
That's what it's all about now.
Yes.
The conversation has completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really, really scary. Now, I went to CBS. I was looking for that.
That cut. From Tony DiCoppo.
Yeah, you can always
Wall
send
Street
it to
Journal.
Me. But here's the thing. I ran across this story. This is, you know, not only do we have to worry about ICE and the military moving into your area, but now we have to watch out for the bugs. The insects.
What?
The East Coast is bracing for an invasion of flying spiders.
Oh, no. Okay?
Flying spiders. All right.
When do the locusts arrive?
And now there are dangerous, poisonous ants.
What?
Yes.
Dangerous, poisonous ants.
Now, if you want to know more about that, you can just head on over to antmaps.org.
Wait, they have maps?
Yes.
Ant maps.
Antmaps.org. I'm not kidding you.
Oh,
it's the Asian needle ants with a potentially fatal sting, and they're spreading across multiple states of this country. So not only do we have to worry about Trump, but we've got ants and flying spiders.
Are you looking at the map now?
I think I'm just...
The flying spiders scare me more.
I'm going to Canada, where it's cold. These creatures can't survive up there. I'm going up there. The Asian needles? Ants.
Is it in Wisconsin yet? Are these ants in there?
Well, they say it's up along the coast, the West Coast. So they're just moving up there. It's a little warmer.
Yeah, so you're moving to Canada now. Sault Ste. Marie is only 7 hours away. So.
Well, they're actually advising people to carry EpiPens with them.
Scary.
Yeah. So just to let you know, where did you get that problem coming up? That's on CBS News.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ant maps. You can see a map of the dangerous ants.
Antmaps.org. Who knew? Who knew there's an ant maps? Oh, gosh.
Should we go to the phones here?
Yes, let's go to Dick. Dick, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Dick.
Morning, guys. You sure you're not hawking the next movie on Zingoli on Saturday night?
Maybe. You know, he'd probably love a movie like this.
My God.
To this thing, that ongoing thing in L.A., mm-hmm. and now they're saying they're going to move into Chicago because it's all states where you have a Democrat governor.
Yep.
And I can see that easily happening. But do you see the irony in the fact that they're putting an emphasis on guarding the federal buildings? Well, there's nobody there. You fire them all.
That's true.
Right?
Wow.
And I thought you hated these federal employees. So why not just let them do whatever they're going to do there?
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't follow some of the stuff with this guy at all. Well, none of it, actually. But I can see Chicago being next on the list. And then they'll move to New York.
Yeah.
And, yeah. In Atlanta. And
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's
going.
Happening. It's just spreading the terror throughout the United States. That's what it's all about.
And then ultimately, I have to just, you know, haul off the elections next year.
Oh.
Well, that's
yes.
it. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Declare an emergency.
All right, Dick. Yeah. Well, thank you for all
thanks, Dick.
Positive reinforcement.
Appreciate that. By the way, we got a text here.
I just saw that. I think
from
John.
Kathy.
That's what I'm pointing to.
Yeah. Hi, did you get the pie I left by the front door? Kathy.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm going to go get... Should I get that right now?
Yes. Leave.
Go ahead.
Leave.
We'll make sure everything's under control. Go ahead.
Story at least three cuts to it, but that's all right. Go ahead.
Let me mention this portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Mm. Go to verlo.com for more information. Okay?
All right. We're talking about ICE, but who supports this? Who would actually take it on and say, you know what? I support something like this.
Yeah.
Go out on a limb, right?
Let's see.
Robin Voss.
Really?
Speaker Robin Voss,
really?
Right here at our Capitol, said this. Not surprising, but very disappointing to see Governor Evers stand with the violent protesters.
What?
Versus those who simply want law and order. Because you can see that it's all about law and order in L.A. right now, right?
Oh, yeah. Law and order. Yeah, bring in the Marines and the National Guard. So Robin Voss is turning this around and making it about Governor Evers.
And no matter how Trump stokes violence and militarizes the National Guard, trashing state sovereignty, bypassing Governor Newsom's own request not to do it, no matter what, Robin Voss is on the side of ICE and really ripping into the governors. All the Democratic governors signed this letter saying that they are against all of this. Stay out of our states.
Yeah.
Essentially. Why don't we play a cut? This is, we got a cut here. Trump actually saying this at one time. This is cut 103. Find that. I just added this. I found this. This is making the rounds now. This is Trump way back in 2020. Let's listen.
Okay.
I promised 4 years ago at the Republican convention, I'm going to restore law and order.
And I have, except in Democrat-run cities. Look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason to ever do that, even in a Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor.
Yeah. So that's exactly his position at that time. And now, of course, it's a completely different matter because this guy has already inserted himself as a dictator in this country. And again, it's all about him. It's all about his big parade, his birthday parade in D.C. This weekend on Saturday. Actually, the birthday of the Army, 250 years. And yet it's a big birthday party.
It's
Trump's birthday.
Yeah.
look at this. We got
the pie at the door there.
We did get the pie. We did get the pie a little late. Is this
the
rhubarb? How long has it been out there? Eight hours or so?
No.
I think she dropped it by this morning.
It's still cold. It's nice.
Strawberry and rhubarb?
Yep, strawberry and rhubarb. You can put anything in a pie as long as it has strawberries in it.
Okay. That's the law, huh? That's your rule?
Yeah, you can cut anything out of your yard and just put it in a pie. All right. Well, somebody has said, this is all Trump's promises. These are all, he came up with this agenda, and I really disagree with that 100%. But I want you to make a choice here. I've got two cuts. Yeah. I'm going to play them, and then you tell me which one you side with.
Okay.
Let's go to Russell Vogt right now. This is the Office of Management and Budget. He's the director there, and he's the guy who also wrote Project 2025. This is cut 60. Let's listen to Russell and he tries to make it seem like Trump came up with all these ideas, but it's so easy to tell that he's lying. Listen.
One of the things that you have become known for is that you were one of the architects of Project 2025. And one of the things that was noteworthy during the campaign was that President Trump really distanced himself. He said he doesn't know anything about it. It's not something that he had any knowledge of. But obviously you did, and you're now there. And I just want to show our viewers just some of what was on your checklist. A lot of them have been checked off from Project 2025. There are others that are kind of in the pipeline, including ending funding for PBS, NPR, and many other things. Is it fair to say that what you are doing now is, in part, enacting this very document that you and your colleagues worked very hard on, Project 2025?
No, of course not. The only people that are delusional about whether the president is the architect, the visionary, the originator of his own agenda that he was very public about throughout the campaign, in which you are seeing him in rapid fashion go through and accomplish, are his adversaries. And I think it's one of the reasons why you had to have the last segment with the leader of the Democrats, who are in such a disarray.
We're not.
Because instead of talking about the real issues of the forgotten men and women, they're coming up with these fake news stories.
I'm not suggesting that he's not in charge. I'm just saying that now it's pretty clear that what he wants to do and what you planned are dovetailing.
I think the president was very clear with his agenda, and he is going forward with that agenda, and he has been at the helm and the originator of all of these ideas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. Other recommendations from Project 2025, eliminating the Fed, privatizing Fannie and Freddie, banning medication abortion, are those still on the agenda?
What's on the agenda is what the president has put on the agenda,
that's the
most
Heritage,
of which he ran
Heritage
on.
Foundation
and
agenda.
You will continue to see the things that he's interested in doing, and those people like me will be executing that vision.
Oh, my God.
Russ Vogt, the OMB director.
Yes, you're a big liar. That's what you are. Yeah. The Heritage Foundation has been fighting for all of these issues for ages.
For decades.
And Trump isn't a Republican. He doesn't know any of this stuff. Mm. So I don't even know why. What a liar. Okay, now, can we get to another
question? We got about a minute left, so probably not.
I don't think so.
All right.
But these segments go by quick.
Well, they do, especially when you're entertained by Russell Vogt.
Yes.
It's such a positive reinforcement for all of us.
Hey, I want to remind
everybody. This is good pie, man.
Yeah, I know. Yes, we've got strawberry rhubarb pie.
Laura, thank you.
Well, no, Kathy dropped that off.
Oh, Kathy
sent us a message,
too,
though.
Oh, yeah, so Laura sent us the other
she's saying, do I have competition now being the WMDX resident baker? I hope you have a wonderful day, Laura. So, yes, Laura, you do have competition now. But thank you to Kathy for dropping off that.
It's great stuff, Kathy.
That pie. By the way, we're going to be at the Madison Night Market on Thursday evening. You can go to the WMDXRadio.com website and vote for your favorite downtown event, the summer event. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Stay with us.
Yep.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
We do have a leftover from the last story on WMDX.
Sometimes the leftovers are the best part of it.
That's right. We heard Russell Vogt. Well, I have the other side of that. Okay. And I wanted you to kind of compare, you know, which one do you agree with? Russell Vogt saying that this is all Trump's idea.
Mm-hmm. Or?
He does. Or?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I think this is Destiny. He's a commentator on YouTube. And he has this to say about Trump. Let's listen.
Tom, I wonder if you can speak to that a little bit. Explain to us more.
That's not it.
Hold up.
Which one is it? Is that
103? I think that was a different one.
98. 98.
Let's try 98. Yep. Okay.
There we go.
Now we got it.
All right.
Show me a single fucking clip in the past 8 years of Donald Trump speaking intelligently about any policy decision, domestic or foreign. You will not find a single one. Not a single clip of the president of the United States speaking like he has any fucking wherewithal whatsoever about policy. Donald Trump, if you put him on stage right now, he wouldn't be able to tell you what a tariff is. He wouldn't be able to explain the responsibilities of the three branches of government. He wouldn't be able to do it. He doesn't know what the attorney general is for. He doesn't know what the Department of Justice. He has no f-ing concept of any of these things. But he gets a pass by it because the media won't press him on it because they don't want to seem biased and because his supporters are f-ing idiots.
There you go.
Well,
so which one do you agree with? Who's right on that one?
Yeah,
it's pretty obvious. It is
obvious, yes.
You like Stephanie Ruhle, don't you?
Yes. She's on MSNBC. She's been on there for a long time.
Yeah. Well, she was on with Bill Maher, and they were kicking around Doge a little bit here.
Really?
And I thought maybe Cut 85 would help us all relive their moment together.
All right.
So let's check it out.
I feel like the upshot of the whole Doge thing and the Elon era is going to be, when all the dust clears and all the silly fighting is over, that we did get some closure about government. We sent in a guy who was as mean as he could be about it to look for all the bloat. And I see in the paper today, they're rehiring people. You're unfired. They're sending out you're unfired. The money is where it's always been. Not with the post office, not with the people who are just doing their regular jobs. It's the Social Security, it's the Medicare, it's the service on the debt, and it's the Pentagon. It's where it's always been. It hasn't changed. And now that Trump has his big, beautiful bill, we're seeing no one ever has the guts to attack where the money really is. Am I wrong?
So that's why Doge was a colossal wasted opportunity, because the American people would say the government doesn't work for me. We do waste a tremendous amount of money. So there was a chance to go inside the government with actual experts, right? People to look agency. We know we have too much regulation, and actually work on it. But instead, Elon Musk rolls in roughshod. He has tremendous business experience and absolutely no government experience. He said he was going to cut $2 trillion, then it was $1 trillion, then we were down to $150 billion, and he didn't even show the receipts. And you made the point, now they're rushing to hire people back and firing scores of people that work for the Weather Service or scientists that study black lung in West Virginia was pennies. It was a colossal waste of time. And if you actually wanted to take a swing, it is at the big giant things. Like Medicaid, like Medicare, like Social Security. And the truth is, Elon Musk, and I'm not saying I want to cut those things, Elon Musk would have been happy to cut those things. He's the guy who considers Social Security to be a Ponzi scheme. The problem was, Republicans can't, we can debate that, but Republicans can't get elected if you want to cut those things. And that's where the rubber
is rubbed,
and he had to go.
No one can get elected if you cut them.
There you go.
That's Stephanie Ruhle.
Stephanie Ruhle, right?
Yes, Stephanie Ruhle.
Yeah, she's the excellent. Smartest money gal out there.
Mm-hmm.
She was with Ali Velshi for a long time talking about money.
Yes.
Money issues.
Yeah, they had a good show there. Yes.
They really did.
Catherine
they worked
Lake
well together.
Joining us in
Catherine.
The studio. Good morning,
yeah, I heard
Catherine.
About the pie, so I put the pedal to the metal and I got in here before it was gone. That's gorgeous.
There's some strawberry rhubarb pie from Kathy. This morning.
Guys, I'm going to need to have a bite, too. I have yet to have a bite. I need to have one.
All right, well, just hang on a couple of minutes here, Tom.
He's
show's
he's
almost
desperate.
Over.
There's
he's
nothing
dead.
Better than too the hungry. Sound of people eating on the radio.
Well,
that's it.
No, you know, that was so strange because it is always something that I always bothered me on the morning TV talk shows.
What's that?
Or on radio. We did so many of these on the radio where we had guests in with their restaurants and they brought food in and we were sitting there tasting it and listeners were
talk at the same time.
Thinking, well, okay.
Right?
It didn't make any sense to me then and it still doesn't make any sense to me now, but we appreciate the help. And by the way, your neighbors are offering to bring over some crawfish bread.
I know it. Ooh. Some mud bugs, they call them, from New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know.
For you mooks.
Sounds good.
Mooks. Hey, did you get your beads from them yet?
They did not send over the beads. I haven't seen those yet.
They should just hang them on.
Hey, before we go, I just want to remind you.
Okay.
God. We got to take care of a little business here. Just a couple of minutes to still enter this keyword for the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. The keyword is tan. Up for grabs, $100 cash. Of course, every entry gets you into the grand prize drawings of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. Tan is the keyword for this hour. There'll be other keywords at other hours, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network. You can go to, for complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Catherine wants to throw something.
Well, I just know
in.
You've lived in the Dells,
yes.
But you guys have both been to Door County, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, been there,
oh,
yes.
I loved it, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
So,
absolutely
it is one of the great
fabulous.
Places to go. And yeah, they have the breweries up there.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, great food.
Okay.
Fish boils.
Oh, we could go on and on.
Well, I know.
But guess what?
Old clock
on the wall.
I gotta eat something.
No. Limited by the clock on the wall.
And this portion of the show also brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant, though. Providing direct-to-consumer prices and superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Tomorrow on the show, we will welcome back Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus and also Mike McCabe, because it's Wednesday tomorrow.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's going to do it for us. We hope you have a wonderful day.
I know I will.
Me too. Stephanie Miller's next. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.